It's been brutally hot in much of the country this past week. The heat wave has already broken in some places, but it's 91 degrees in Panama City, Florida right now. 93 in Athens, Ohio. 101 if you've tuned in from Phoenix. Across the continent, there's an awful lot of red on the weather map. It's so hot that, writes Carol in Boise, Idaho, my 2-year-old is standing in the dog's water bowl, my dog is drinking from the baby pool, and my 10-year-old would rather stay in and do chores than go outside. Here in Quincy, writes Cindy in Quincy, Florida, here in Quincy it's so hot that my chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs. Well, here in Washington, D.C., it's a steamy 95, so hot the cicadas are coming inside to get cool. What about where you are? Email us with your It's So Hot That story. The address is TOTN@NPR.org. And for a man who knows exactly how hot it is, we turn now to Bill Wundrum, a columnist for the Quad City Times in Davenport, Iowa. Nice to have you with us on Talk of the Nation.
Great. I'll tell you, we have relief today, but we have been sweltering, scorching for 11 days.
Now, you got pretty specific with that how hot is it question.
I got very specific. I went out the other day with a very professional restaurant thermometer that they check grills and ice boxes and freezers, and I found that the hottest place in Davenport, Iowa, was on the dashboard of a 2001 Pontiac Sunfire. It was 166 degrees.
The appropriately named Sunfire.
That's what I thought. Yes, I went around. I spent a whole afternoon with this thermometer, and I went to places like porta potties, and I found, you know, warmest regards. I found that the a porta potty inside was 131, and outside it was only 128. That was in fiberglass. I measured sidewalks and put my thermometer carefully down. Every place I go, it was 115 degrees. I went to a motorcycle seat and measured the seat. I'm sure glad that I didn't sit down on it. It was 145 degrees.
Wow.
Now that's hot. That's really a hot seat. It was kind of fun. I went to our... We have a minor league ball club here, and I went down. They were practicing, or whatever baseball players do on a hot day. And I went to home plate, and I asked the catcher to get away. And I put my thermometer down on home plate, and it was exactly 121 degrees. Now, this is hot.
There's a famous statue there in Davenport, Iowa, of the great jazz musician Bix Beiderbecke, who's a...
Bix Beiderbecke.
He grew up there, and he's buried there. How hot is it? Is it on Bix Beiderbecke's head?
Well, let me see. Let me think now. On Bix Beiderbecke's head, it was 120 degrees. And I just patted his head only lightly then.
Le jazz hot.
Le jazz hot. It was just hot everywhere. I went out yesterday and stuck this thermometer into the ground. When I got down an inch and a half, it was 112 degrees.
An inch and a half down?
An inch and a half down. And the more I would get down, the cooler it would get. But I never, after I got down a foot, it was still, I believe it was 100, and, just about 101 degrees. So no wonder our corn looks like, it doesn't look like cornfields anymore. It looks like pineapple fields. It isn't going into tassel, even.
We have some more emails. This from Lance. It's so hot that the flowers on my Hawaiian shirt have wilted. From Bolin McClung in Pineville, North Carolina, it's so hot that Ken Lay has been asked to start up an energy company. And Devin at KSKA in Anchorage, Alaska, writes, it's so hot that people are starting to wear shorts and T-shirts. We'll let the people in Alaska live for a little bit while longer. Ben Nielsen in San Antonio writes, it's so hot the farmer's bagging popcorn in the field. And Lisa from Kansas City writes, it's so hot my hot flashes have been cooling me off. It's been brutal there in Davenport, but I understand there's been a cold front burning off much of the heat through the Midwest.
Yes. We're chilly today. It's 84 degrees. We're putting on coats. but we're so happy that it's cooling off because it's been so hot around here that the trees were looking for dogs.
Let's get a caller on the line, 800-989-8255, if you'd like to join us. And this is Drew calling from Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how hot is it?
Well, they say the temperature is 107 today. I'm in my car. I just left my store for a delivery, and my thermometer says 139.
Wow. How long does it take for your air conditioning to bring that down to livable temperatures?
Well, I don't know, about 10 minutes. I actually have a Pontiac Sunfire. I heard your previous caller. My thermometer goes to 180, and it was maxed out one day because it was so hot here.
Well, Gilbert, Arizona, maybe this shouldn't come as a shock.
Yeah, no, not at all. And I wanted to say, people say Arizona is a dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, generally that's the case. This last couple weeks, it's been monsoon season, and humidity gets up around 25%.
Wow.
Well, seems low, but at 107, 25%.
Yeah, those of us on the East Coast are not weeping for you at 25% humidity.
No, exactly. But then when you add 107, 114 to that, it gets pretty hot.
Well, then we get to that heat index. And Bill Wundrum, is that anything that anybody pays attention to in Davenport, Iowa, the heat index?
No, they don't pay any attention to it. They just sweat.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Drew, thanks very much for the call. Of course, you don't sweat there in Gilbert, Arizona, because it immediately evaporates. thanks very much. And Bill, thanks very much for sharing your time with us.
Well, I can say it's 84 degrees, and I'm going to get on my sweater right now.
There you go. Bill Wundrum is the columnist for the Quad City Times and joined us from his office in Davenport, Iowa. So what do these high temperatures mean for the human body and for our surroundings? Joining us now for some answers is Matthew Kelsch, a meteorologist with the University Cooperation for Atmospheric Research. He's with us from his office in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
Scientifically, what qualifies as a heat wave, or you hear there's extreme heat warnings?
Well, of course, it depends on where you are. If you're in a more northern city like Anchorage, they might define a heat wave a little bit different than someone in Washington, D.C. But in a lot of cities across the country, they define it as a certain number of days where you're over 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix, that might be a little different. They probably use 100 degrees at least because they're over 90 degrees Fahrenheit lots of times. But for places like Washington or New York or Denver, they keep statistics on how many 90-degree days they get in a row.
And the heat index, is that something we should take seriously?
You should take it seriously if you're in a more humid location like the East Coast, because the combination of humidity and heat can have quite an impact on the human body in that it doesn't allow the body to cool off as efficiently. When we sweat, the evaporation from our skin helps to cool us off, and when it's humid, that evaporation doesn't occur as quickly or as efficiently.
And that's when you start looking for the dew point, and that's the higher it gets, the more miserable it gets.
That's absolutely right. Now, I want to caution that if you live in the Southwest and the humidity's low, that doesn't mean the heat isn't still dangerous. In some of the drier parts of the country, like Denver or Phoenix or Las Vegas, the sun is brighter because you don't have the haze. So the heat coming off the pavement and the bare ground surfaces can be quite extreme and can dehydrate you.
Mm-hmm. Let's get another caller on the line. This is Angela. Angela's calling us from South Bend, Indiana.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for taking my call.
How hot is it in South Bend?
So hot that if you go swimming in an outdoor swimming pool, it starts to smell like beef stew. It's ridiculous. Even the water is boiling. We've had 90-degree temperatures for the past maybe 5 days. It finally broke. We have an 88 temperature day, but like the man was saying just a little while ago, the humidity makes it almost unbearable.
Mm-hmm. It's those consecutive days in a row, Matthew Kelsch, that seem to get people down when there's no relief.
That's right. There is a little bit of relief moving across the country now. Those of us further west here, like in Denver, we're in the 60s right now in the middle of the day, and you'll feel that across the Midwest the next couple days and then into the Northeast, but it's probably just a temporary cool down. Summer heat will return, but at least gives us a break, lets you cool your house off a little bit, stuff like that.
Well, Angela, why don't you spend the day waxing your skis?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for the phone call. We've heard, Matthew Kelch, about roads that buckle in the heat. How hot does it have to be for that to happen? Or I guess it varies depending on the soil composition and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know the exact temperature. That, of course, happens because concrete and asphalt will expand and contract, and when it gets real hot, if it expands too much, you could get a buckling. And I think that does vary a little bit because it also depends not only on the temperature but the strength of the sunshine. And again, in more dry climates, the sun is a little bit stronger. So actually, in the drier parts of the country, that's probably a bigger problem than in the more humid parts of the country.
On asphalt roads, where you sometimes see those heat mirages steaming up, and it almost looks liquid, well, sometimes it is.
It is a mirage, yes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes also the asphalt can melt a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes when you walk on it, you could feel that kind of stickiness, so I wouldn't suggest barefoot on hot asphalt, that's for sure.
Well, what about pets? Can pavement get hot enough to burn a dog's feet?
Oh, it certainly can, and you should be really aware of your children or your pets on pavement or even bare ground. Some of us that grew up in coastal areas know on a hot day when you walk out onto the beach, that could be a pretty unpleasant experience. The sand could get quite hot. Vegetation actually helps kind of mitigate that. The ground doesn't get as hot when it's covered with grass and stuff like that. So you should definitely be aware of how well your dogs and cats are doing when it's this hot outside.
We've asked our listeners to email us the answer to the question or the fill in the blank. It's so hot that the address is TOTN@NPR.org. This is from Joe Kramer. It's so hot that by the time I got home from the grocery store, all my food was cooked. And this from Scott Free. It's so hot here in Texas. We have a saying, the other states have heat, Texas has radiation. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And our guest is Matthew Kelch. He's a meteorologist with the University Cooperation for Atmospheric Research. And let's see if we can get another caller on the line. And this is Susan. Susan's calling us from San Francisco.
Hello.
Hello. I've always read Mark Twain's famous line, the coldest winter I ever spent was summer in San Francisco.
Well, it's not too far off right now. I'm listening to you guys. I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, that's not true, actually. I just returned for a week in Boston, so it was pretty darn hot there.
It was pretty darn hot in Boston, and as I understand, it was pretty balmy in the Bay Area just last weekend.
Well, it was, apparently, but I came in on Saturday evening, and it was nice for a few minutes, and I live about a mile from the Pacific, and the next thing I knew, it was raining fog. And it's been that way for the last 2 days, but I'm just heading down to San Mateo right now, which is about 20 miles south. And in a couple of minutes, I'll probably be in 80-degree weather, and I've just left about 64.
Okay, well, dress warmly for that first part.
Pardon?
Dress warmly for that first part.
So come on out and visit us.
I'd be delighted. Thank you, Susan.
Sure. Take care. Bye.
Let's talk now with Sean. Sean with us from Salt Lake City in Utah, where I bet they're not worrying about the cold.
Not worrying about the cold at all. Thanks.
What's happening? How hot is it there?
We've experienced temperatures anywhere from 103 to 105, and I heard you speaking about, you know, the concrete buckling and so forth, and we've had at least 3 or 4 closures on the freeway because of concrete buckling, and it takes at least, you know, 24 hours or so for them to fix those areas. And so we've had a number of closures and backed up traffic because of it. So,
Matthew Kelch, I guess that does cause problems. We've heard that, thanks for the call, Sean, people in Dallas have to water the foundation of their homes to prevent them from cracking in the summertime. Can high temperatures really cause that?
Well, I hadn't heard that in particular. I suppose that could happen. Of course, foundations usually are on the ground, which, you know, with the house above it, you usually don't get the full effect of the sun coming down. So I'm a little surprised by that, but that's what they have to do in Dallas. I guess that's what they have to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first question that people have, I guess, when they hear about all of this heat and the surprising activity this early in the hurricane season so far, well, it's got to be global warming. Is that any truth to that?
Well, one heat wave doesn't prove or disprove global warming. What we look for is there a pattern where we're having more heat waves than cold waves over a number of years? And are there other global signals? For instance, are mountain glaciers melting? Are the polar ice caps decaying? Are the oceans warming up? And it's because of stuff like that that scientists pretty much have come to a consensus that, yes, indeed, the Earth is warming. But this specific heat wave doesn't prove that. It's just part of the big picture.
Let's get Diane on the line. She's calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We're air conditioned, that's why.
Yes, well, we're better than we were about 20 minutes ago. Earlier today, it was 93 degrees with a heat index of over 100. And we just had a major storm blow in, dropped the temperature 20 degrees. So it's a nice, cool, comfortable 73 at the moment.
Oh, that's nice. And Matthew, I understand even those of us on the East Coast can look forward to a similar relief a little bit later in the week.
That's correct. By Thursday, most of the East Coast cities will have a little bit of relief, at least temporary, for a couple days.
Diane, glory in it. Enjoy it while it lasts.
I will. I plan on it. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Let's talk now with Tanya. Tanya calling from San Jose, California.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, when I was a kid, I used to live in Yuma, Arizona, and they used to always have in the front of the newspaper when somebody had fried an egg on a rock. Every year we could pretty much guarantee that would happen.
Matthew Kelsch, is that a reasonable test?
I've certainly heard that happening, especially in the Southwest, where you have the bright sunshine and the pavement get really hot. Growing up in New York, I don't remember anyone ever successfully doing that, although it sure seems sometimes like you could almost do it just from walking on some of those surfaces.
In New York, I suspected you could always poach an egg just by holding it up in the air.
That's pretty much right.
What's it like now in San Jose, Tanya?
Oh, it's not bad. It's probably less than 100.
Less than 100. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, usually 127 is when I start complaining.
depends on where you grew up, I guess, Tanya. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And Matthew Kelsch, thank you for your time today.
No problem.
Matthew Kelsch, a meteorologist with the University Cooperation for Atmospheric Research. He joined us from his office in Boulder, Colorado, where he was already complaining about the cold. Leif writes us from Denver, it's so hot, Paris Hilton is speechless. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.